Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Nostalgic Network. My name is Aiden, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about pop culture in the 1920s. If you don't know, this podcast is all about pop culture history, basically discussing pop culture trends from the past 100 years. Before we start, make sure to follow my Instagram, which is at the Nostalgic Network Podcast. And make sure to go check that out because I'll be posting updates on there about new episode releases and stuff like that. Also, leave a follow on my Spotify or Apple Podcast. So, you may be wondering, what was so popular in the 20s? Well, the 1920s, which was also known as the Roaring 20s or the Jazz Age, was a decade of prosperity and dissipation. It was the rise of Hollywood, gangsters, and even jazz music. Of course, we'll be covering all of those, but we'll also be covering fashion, the celebrities of their time, and much more. Now, we're going to start off with the celebrities. Like any time period, there were always lots of famous people for many different things, like music or film. But the 20s was the rise of mass media, the attraction of the silver screen, books, sports, and Broadway shows. With the rapid social change and the rise of popular fashion and culture, the fabric of the U.S. became more diverse and interesting. Beautiful stars like Louise Brooks, Clara Bow, and Gloria Swanson graced the silver screens and the golden stages of Broadway shows like the Queens of the New Age. All of them were Hollywood legends. It also gave women new role models. A strong, independent woman who was capable of taking care of herself, asserting her sexuality, and making a living at the same time. To name a couple, Louise Brooks was a dancer and a movie star. She played in movies like The American Venus and Beauty Prize. Gloria Swanson was another famous actress. And Zelda Sayre was a famous flapper, who was also the wife of F. Scott Fitzgerald. If you don't know what a flapper is, they were a subculture of young Western women prominent after the First World War, who wore short skirts, bobbed their hair, listened to jazz, and flaunted their disdain for prevailing codes of decent behavior. Now, moving on to the famous men of the 20s, first we have Jack Dempsey, who was a boxer, Al Johnson, an actor and entertainer, and of course, F. Scott Fitzgerald, who was the author of the famous book, The Great Gatsby. Now, moving on from the people, let's move on to the fashion. 1920s fashion was the perfect blend between style and function. Even 90 years after the Roaring 20s ended, almost everyone still recognizes the style. This list contains slouch hats, flapper dresses, high heels, and men mostly wore suits and sportswear. 1920s fashion is still famous because it was a huge shift from the previous era. Society changed quickly after World War I. Society was speeding up, airplanes were taking people across the country in a matter of hours instead of weeks, automobiles could travel between several states in an evening. 1920s fashion reflects society's rapid movement and change. Hemlines on 1920s dresses were rising quickly. One year, mid-calf. The next year, just below the knee. In the United States, women won the right to vote in 1920. And in the same year, Congress said it was illegal to sell alcohol. So nightclubs became the mythical venue for men and women to get dressed up, take their automobile, to go out drinking, and listen to the brand new sounds of jazz music. This 1920s nightlife scene has remained a staple of young people ever since. It is a myth that the dresses of the 1920s were short throughout the entire decade. It wasn't until around 1925 that the hemlines of ladies' dresses reached anywhere close to the knee. The waistline began dropping in the late 1910s and kept descending, starting just below the bust line in the 1920s, and then between the breast and natural waist into 1921, and at the hips in 1922. Now, moving on to hairstyles. There were some very interesting ones. To name a few, there was the bob, earphones, shingle, Dutch boy, shingun, finger wave, Marcel wave, and Eton crop. Moving on from fashion, we can start talking about Hollywood. From Sunset Boulevard to Grumman's Chinese Theater, Hollywood in the 1920s was a vintage spectacle not to be missed. very few wannabe actors and actresses quote-unquote made the silver screen. Others were plucked off by 9-to-5 jobs, some became prostitutes, and others just lived their lives waiting around for the call from general casting. Hollywood Boulevard was lit up as always. The Hollywoodland sign was lit up to announce right where to go. Sid Grumman converted a Chinese temple into a glittering shrine to the opponents of the 1920s Hollywood. It was an elegant faced gate covering the seedy underbelly of a town that chewed people up and spit them out. On the outside, Hollywood in the 1920s was the style capital of the world, as one advertisement proclaimed. From Sunset to Hollywood Boulevard, an entire flock of ultra-rich had taken over. There were all kinds of famous movies made in the 20s, such as The Wizard of Oz, which was released in 1925, and Seventh Haven, which was released in 1927. Now, moving on from Hollywood, let's talk about the gangsters. 1920s gangsters mark a decade of silk suits, diamond rings, guns, booze, and bras, and gave rise to the modern conception that gangsters and criminal lifestyle were cool. In the public eye, the 1920s gangsters above the law lifestyle brought money, fame, nice clothes, women, cars, and homes. The 1920s plays host to many other organized criminals with expensive suits and flashing names. The 20s most famous gangsters were Scarface, Capone, Lucky Luciano, Bugs Moran, also known as Jack Legs Diamond, and Dutch Schultz. Every famous gangster has a colorful name to go along with this fine suit. It's also been said that the gangster, as the American public sees him, is a creation of the mass media. In the 1920s, gangsters became the American icons of the self-made man. 1920s gangsters' fashion owes much of its rise in the public's consciousness and the prohibition and the newspaper's media's love affair with these media darlings. Alright, now moving on from the gangsters, we'll not talk about music. In the 1920s, it was all about jazz. The recordings of jazz were often called race records and were sold and played typically in the black neighborhoods of large cities like New York and Chicago. Controversial throughout its history, jazz was America's first contribution to the music world. It all started in the 1920s, so some of the most famous jazz musicians were Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Ella Fitzgerald, Bessie Smith, Duke Ellington, and Eddie Lang. The top four songs of the pop charts in the 1920s complied utilizing research of Billboard charts from a bygone era. You will see the names of recording artists like Al Johnson, Paul Whiteman, Mamie Smith, and Ted Lewis and his orchestra. These songs and their songwriters reflect an age of change in the ever-burgeoning music industry. Many soldiers were put down their weapons and took up an instrument. It was the great classic jazz singers of the 1920s. Mamie Smith, Ida Cox, and Ma Rainey, and Bessie Smith, who were already named before, but whose vocal styling inspired the likes of future jazz greats and singers like Billie Holiday and Nina Simone. Now, Mamie Smith was known for many different things. She is a singer, dancer, pianist, and even an actress. She had a lot of hit songs like Crazy Blues and That Old Thing Called Love. In addition to taking on a more unfiltered and raw approach to once taboo topics like sex and race, as acoustic recording technology improved and the overall sound of recorded music improved, independent recording labels began to make their mark on the industry. These new labels weren't afraid of taking risks on new emerging artists and styles. Along with the popularization and commercialization of radio in the mix, the music market was ready and set for growth. in the U.S. to hit a species that emerged as part of the landscape provided the environment for jazz to flourish. With a secret knock or a word, one could enter a new world where the rules were relaxed and the booze was always flowing. Bigger bands were replaced with small jazz duos and trios. And these illegal havens rife with dancing and gambling and even gangsters, there were also freedom for the races to intermingle inspiring songs like Duke Ellington's Black and Tan Fantasy. The issues revolving around race and class were always prevalent during the time of segregation, when popular white musicians like Paul Whiteman, who was band leader of the orchestra director and one of the most popular bands of the 1920s, were later criticized by traditional jazz musicians, saying that it was a mockery of what jazz was intended to be, which was free and impressionable, but not burdened by what the listeners want. Now, we will talk about art. The art of the 1920s was much a reflection of post-war trauma, as they were just getting done with the First World War, and the faltering morality of the age. The art of the prior decades was, for the most part, intrinsically realistic. Both impressionism and expressionism movements were defined by faded edges and blotchy colors that were slightly abstract, but were easily recognizable as specific objects or scenes as a whole. This was completely thrown out the window in the 20s. World War I ended in 1918 when Germany surrendered, but the effects of the war were certainly felt from the paintings of Tamara Olympica and Coco Chanel's jewelry to the Schiller building in Manhattan. Technology made the repeated patterns available to a more industrial-minded culture. Now, let's move on to the sports of the 1920s. Now, the Roaring Twenties were famous for many things, but one of the most often forgotten ones is the sports. So, from the Black Sox scandal of 1919, the historic home runs record of Babe Ruth, player Red Grange, and coach Newt Rockin's domination in football, Jack Dempsey's vicious knockouts, and Man of War's brilliant races, the sports of the 20s have become legendary to fans around the world. This was the golden age of sports in America. Newspapers turned sports into an American pastime and gave relief to the American public searching for some relief after World War I. Sports writers became the character delivering the news to a public that couldn't get enough. Babe Ruth owned 1920 sports. He was the hard-drinking, hard-swinging hero of the Yankees. He was called Murder's Row, along with Lou Gehrig, and Ruth put together one of the most impressive baseball careers of all time. And he did it in an era before television, steroids, free agency, and million-dollar contracts. Now, moving on to football, halfback Red Grange and Notre Dame coach Newt Rockne led football bravely into a new era. College football was widely popular, thanks in large part to many young men and women entering universities in post-war America. College football made money, profiting $21 million for the universities every year. Grange played for the University of Illinois and was known as the Galloping Ghost because of his uncanny ability to not be tackled. His the wisdom, his size, and power won him the honor of the greatest college football player of all time, 80 years after he graduated from college. So, moving on from football, let's talk about boxing. The 1920s was owned by boxer Jacques Dempsey, who I mentioned before. He embodied the spirit of the Roaring Twenties with his bare-knuckled upbringing in Colorado and the way he would soak his face in brine to make his skin leathery and chew pine gum to strengthen his jaw. He headlined the first million-dollar gate at any sports event in 1921 when he defeated his world title against George Carpenter. Dempsey was known for the amount of power in his menacing and strengthened by the years he spent as a minor in Colorado. Now, he never won the Triple Crown because his owner felt he was too young to run a mile and a quarter track. He spent 22 years at stud and sired his own Triple Crown winner, the War Admiral. Now, we have a couple other sports to talk about, but the next one is swimming. So, the 1920s was known for its strange stunts like flagpole sitting and barnstorming. One American, Gertrude Erdl, swam across the English Channel in 1926. She not only became the first woman to do it, but her time of 14 hours and 31 minutes was nearly 2 hours faster than any man ever completed the feat. At the time, Erdl's feat was known as the greatest sports history in the world. Now, the last sport we'll talk about is golf. Before Tiger Woods, Arnold Palmer, and Jack Nicklaus created their legends, there was Bobby Jones. In the span of 8 years, Jones won 13 national championships, both in Europe and in the U.S. He was the original hot-headed golfer, known to either play brilliantly or to implode on the course. When playing poorly, he even at times picked up his ball and quit. Despite his temper, Bobby Jones became an idol for the American public, which loves his sense of style, his fearlessness in playing golf shots, impossible to anyone less talented. In the golden era, 1920s sports were still in their infancy. While still being businesses, sports had a sense of innocence that was starting to show its cracks. Case in point, the Black Sox scandal of 1919. However, the legends of 1920s sports remain legends today because of the way they were played in their respective games. Alright, that is going to be it for today's episode. I hope y'all enjoy listening. So in the next episode, we'll be talking about the 1930s, and it's all about the Great Depression era and what was popular during that time. Also, make sure to follow the Instagram at the Nostalgic Network Podcast, and also follow the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcast. And once again, thank you for listening, and I hope y'all have a great day.